Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, case number 10,701, T-Mobile Northeast LLC, has been withdrawn from the agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other?
No.
Okay. Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the one exception to the case being withdrawn. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is so carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is announced separately. The applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And if you have questions for others, those must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,697, Severio and Deborah Police, west of Road 412, north of Lakeview Drive, being Lot 22, Section 1, within Lakeview Estates Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Come up here, please, first.
You need to come up and be sworn in, please.
Your name and residence, please.
Severio Police, Lakeview Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Is it 22953?
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Jerry McCabe. I'm with the M&M Builder.
Where's that located?
Frankfort, Delaware.
All right. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
I'm looking to build a game room on the side of my house, an addition. Need a variance of 3 foot.
Okay, on here you got 2.8 feet.
2.8 foot.
Okay. All righty. What's the reason that you can't get it within the setback of your addition?
The house. The existing home now is exactly 15 foot. If I built it to the structure of it, I'd only be 11 foot wide.
Okay.
and I need it wouldn't serve the purpose of what I'm trying to accomplish. I have a full set of prints, a working set of prints that the builder has for me. I drew by an architect, if you'd like to see them.
Would any members like to see those?
Is there any reason you can't put it any further in the back of the house or over behind the garage?
That's on the opposite side of the house.
Right.
It just doesn't work out in accordance to the family, the existing family room.
What's the reason you can't build behind your house?
And attach to the house?
Mm-hmm.
Because then it would block the whole view of my family room onto the lake. I'm trying to stop from blocking anybody else's view of the lake also.
Okay. How long do you own the property?
Approximately 7 years.
And it didn't have this game room or addition when you moved in, right?
No.
You've been perfectly happy there for 7 years?
Yep.
Do you have a current survey of the property?
Was there one there with it that I gave to the...
We've got a drawing here, but it doesn't show how...
Plot.
It doesn't show your current setbacks. It only shows the setbacks on that one side.
It might be on this one.
The day I filled out the application, the gentleman that assisted me pulled the paper, the setbacks, and the side setbacks was 15 feet.
I understand. But do you have a current survey of the property as
no.
Where the house sits on the property?
No, I do not.
Do you know how far your house sits back from the front property line? Or the back property line?
No, I don't. It was on the drawing of the plot plan that the day when I filled out the permit. Mm-hmm. No, that was the drawing that I submitted.
Okay.
They went to land use and pulled the plot plan at land. No, that was just the lot.
Okay.
But they gave me the setbacks there that day, and I can't remember the exact numbers.
Well, they probably told you what the setback requirements were.
Correct.
Okay. My question is, where does a house sit in relation to the property lines? How far does it sit back from the front, the rear, and both sides?
The side, he's right at 15 foot on the side.
I can see that.
I mean, I...
By this drawing?
Yes.
Okay.
We had plenty of room as far as setbacks from the front and the back with the county plot plan.
Sir, I understand when Mr. Brough asked you a question. Why can't you move that in 2.8 feet in?
That would only make the room approximately 11 foot wide by 24 foot deep. And it would just be more like a mobile home. It just wouldn't work for what I'm wanting to do for a pool table and all that in there.
I mean, how come you don't take it away from the inside of your house then? I come in 2.0 inside your house, what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Take away from
he has a family room there now with windows all around two sides of it. And if he went in there, he's going to be taken from the front
the
of
family,
his,
the TV
his,
room.
Yes.
The family, okay.
Yes.
And it's already there.
That's yeah. Okay.
That's already an existing part of the home.
Are we going to tie that two together?
Yes.
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 Could be open.
No, it's going to have like a 5-foot French door going into that room.
To that room, okay.
Yes.
With your application that were included in the application were the standards for granting a variance. There's 5 standards. Can you address those for us?
Could you repeat?
That's on that paper.
Oh, on that paper. It's note all the above. On that list of questions.
Okay, let me help you out. The onus is on you. Prove to us that you meet the 5 standards for granting a variance. Okay. You have to show that it's unique, that it can't otherwise be developed, that it wasn't created by you, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum to afford relief.
It's not going to change any of these that's on this paper.
So you're saying you can't meet those standards?
Are we talking about the same standards?
Standards for granting a variance, yes. You have to show that the proper, that there's uniqueness.
Do you understand what
that there's a unique physical circumstance or condition that you need, and you know, or there's an unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty. You have to also show that the property can't otherwise be developed. You have to show that the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty isn't created but being created by you. You have to show that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and you have to show that the variance is a minimum to afford relief from any hardship or practical difficulty.
So I'm going to try to take one of them at a time. Take your first one, and we'll try to you read it, and then we'll try to.
Okay, under variances, the uniqueness.
I don't think he understands what.
Okay, based on what you've told us so far.
Yes.
You don't meet any of the standards for granting a variance, so we're bound by law to find that your request does meet those standards, and then we can consider granting the variance.
See, one reason Mr. Mills asked for if you had a survey is we could we could see the whole thing together, and that would help establish whether it is has unique physical circumstances as far as your lot size and everything, and where your home is situated on your lot. That's why we asked about a survey.
The home, as you're facing the home from the front, it's to the extreme right of the existing boundaries.
Okay.
And to put the existing addition, for the space I need for the square footage of the addition, I need the extra 2.8
feet
for the variance,
mm-hmm.
2 foot 8 inches.
Okay.
As far as developing, for future developing, there's already another house on that side of the property. It's a possibility of development. Can the property be built? Developed? That's what they need. Variance, if not, please explain. There's no one else that could build in between. It would just be a right of way between the two of us.
Okay.
For number two.
When you applied for this variance, did anyone go over the standards with you to let you know that you had to come here prepared to address those?
He said you had to answer the questions. These were questions that I would be asked.
Okay.
And I read them and honestly really did not understand them.
Okay.
Okay.
There's one of... I'm not sure that you can meet the standards for granting a variance because you're asking for something in addition to, you know, what's already developed there. However, it doesn't sound like you do. I believe you when you tell me you don't understand. What we could do for you is leave the hearing open to allow you to either think about it, consider it, and come back, or seek some legal counsel that could help you as well.
Okay, that would be fine.
Yeah, I think that would be, you know, your best.
That's the only thing I knew. They have them.
We have no pictures.
Ma'am, you'd have to come and be up. Ma'am, if you're going to talk, you have to come up.
Let's if you're going to put it off and recess, let's not hear anything else on it. That's just complicating things.
All right.
I don't know if that's what you intend to do or not.
Yeah, I think that, I think what John had suggested would be, you know, in all fairness and due respect to you, give you the chance to do that with.
Would you like for us to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave case number 10,697 open until our next regular meeting or not?
October 18th.
October 18th. So that the applicant can better prepare for meeting the standards of granting a variance.
I'll go ahead and call for those for and against, though, right?
Yes, and yeah, make sure they have a fair opportunity as well.
Okay. Yeah, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, one, two. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? That one person in opposition? Ma'am, you want to come forward then? You can sit down right up front here to be sworn in.
Your name and address, please.
Pacola Simmons, 22925 Lakeview Drive. I live right on the other side of the police's.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. How do you spell your first name?
P-E-C-C-O-L-I-A.
Okay. Podium, please.
I live on lot number 23 and 24 beside the police's. I live opposite the side that they want to add the addition, and they already have a shed on my side, so that side of their lot's full. And if they put an addition on their other side and sort of halfway fill that side of their lot, their whole lot's going to be full. When you face their house from
the... You live on the side, facing the house, is the garage on the left? Do you live on that side, or do you live on the other side?
Facing their house, their garage is on their left-hand side.
Where do you live in relation?
I live on their left-hand side.
Okay, we're by the garage.
And they're going to build on their right-hand side.
So you
That's correct.
So you own lots
23 and 24.
Okay.
And so they're just filling up their whole lot. And there's going to be no space at all there on their lot. We were surprised that they could fit a house on their lot when they first started building. And then they just kept building and kept building. And so it's just a real small lot. And when they do this, and also the house that's next to them, on the side that the addition's going to be, has died. He just died 9/27. So there's no one in that house that can come and represent that house that they're building next to. And that's the house that's going to be most affected.
I'm not sure what you're saying by it's really, it's a small lot, because it appears that all the lots have about the same road frontage.
Well, I guess it's...
They're all, yeah, pretty well the same.
You have a double lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know. When you go out there and look at it, it just looks really small, especially before they started clearing all the trees out. I guess that was what looked really small. But anyway, their lot is now full.
Well, you say full, and it may very well be. Without seeing the survey, we don't know. However, right now, they meet the setback requirements and more than likely would have additional space.
Right, but they have a shed that's not showing on anything on my side.
Okay. And how big is the shed? Under 600 square feet?
Yes, it's like, I don't know, 10 by 10 or something, but nothing else.
Because that could...
12 by 16?
Ma'am, you can address us.
I'm sorry.
A shed of that size can sit 5 feet from the property line.
Oh, well, that's about what it is. But there's nothing else that can go on that side of his house.
I don't know because I don't know what.
Yes, I understand that. You haven't seen anything.
Okay.
But we just would prefer our setbacks to stay like they are because I've been accused of my leaves going on the wrong lot and my dog bothering them. And, you know, they call me at 2 because my dog was barking at 9. And setbacks are fine like they are. You know, we're close enough. That's why I bought the 4 lots that were in front of me as soon as they came on the market.
Okay.
Close enough.
All right.
Thank you.
Mrs. Simmons, one more question, please.
Yes.
How long have you been in
20 years.
20 years. You've been there in Lakeview?
Yes.
20 years? Thank you.
All right. Okay, is there anyone else here in opposition to this application? No, ma'am. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a letter we received in opposition.
Okay.
Who's that from?
Laura Ritter.
Identify.
She's at a P.O. Box 10, Nassau, Delaware. I can read it quickly for you.
Okay.
She's in opposition. The addition beyond the normal 15-foot setback would obscure the view of the lake. It has been a longstanding courtesy, a policy of the Homeowners Association, and I believe a deed restriction as well, that a property owner cannot do anything that will obstruct the view of the lake. That is, after all, the feature that attracted all of us to this particular neighborhood and caused our Waterview lots to be more expensive. Blocking this view would decrease the value to us both aesthetically and monetarily. Having to live within the smaller bounds and constraints of the current setbacks, it is a consequence of owning the smallest lot in the development. If they want such a sprawling home, they should have chosen a larger lot. Let me keep on. A very important point to consider is the fact that the owner of the property that this variance would directly impact the most has just passed away on September 22nd. His voice cannot be heard tonight. This encroachment would also negatively impact his property value. Basically, that's all.
Basically, same thing as.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, I've got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,697 open till our next regular meeting, which will be on October the 18th, to allow the applicant time to be prepared and to get a survey for the case. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, and then you can submit that to the office. Please.
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to let Mrs. Simmons know also that the case will come up when? Next?
October 18th. Next meeting.
Okay, so that she would have another opportunity to be present to address any additional remarks that are made.
See you there. Okay.
Yeah, she's still out there.
Okay. Next case, please.
Okay. All right, you get another shot in 2 weeks, but be much more prepared than you were this evening. Otherwise, you have no chance of having your application approved. This is a serious business. It's not, it's not a rubber stamp kind of thing. You have a burden under the law to present your case and prove your case, and you need to do a much better job than you did tonight.
Case number.